Hello everyone and welcome to a very special episode of The Stagey Place, where today I am joined by the two composers of Musical the Musical. Now today in this episode we're going to be joined by all of the creative team, but right now we are joined, like I say, by our two composers. If you'd like to introduce yourselves, guys.
I'm Aaron Andrews. I am a composer for Musical the Musical, also did some lyrics work. Yeah.
I'm Ajika. I'm a composer for Musical the Musical.
Well, Aaron and Ajika, thank you so much for coming on to The Stagey Place. We're going to chat a little bit about the musical in a moment, but what I'd really love to know is the relationship between all of you guys as a creative team and how you came about creating or starting to come up with the idea of Musical the Musical.
Yeah, well, we all go to the same school or went to the same school, and it's a performing arts school, so we've always been kind of in the arts. And yeah, we all met there. I mean, Aaron, do you want to talk about how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, well, it's funny because the idea actually stemmed from the title, which I know is exactly the wrong approach to go when writing a musical, but I was just one day randomly, I think it was like February of 2019, I was like, Musical the Musical, that's a original name for musical. That's a fun name. And it all went from there. And I asked the rest of the team if they would want to join. We were actually working on a novel before that we threw out the window when we started working on Musical the Musical, and with this same group. And so I just asked them, hey, do you want to start working on this? And that's how it began.
And what kind of inspirations did you have for the concept of the musical? I feel like we're going to be saying musical quite a lot in this interview, but what kind of inspirations did you guys have when coming together with the concept?
I think it's interesting because the original concept was a person writing a musical and trying to figure out how to produce it in the world. And then actually it was Eddie who had the concept of, well, maybe we focus more on her writing the musical, and then we go in and out of the musical she's writing, and we experience, like, the inside of her mind and how she's writing, and then that had a domino effect into really what the show is today.
Yeah, and I think part of that probably came from the fact that, like, this was our first musical that we were trying to write. So, like, the main character, like, we just have that sort of, like, experience of us writing the musical, and then we also have her writing the musical, so, yeah.
And so, obviously, we're in a pandemic at the moment. The majority of the people who I have on this podcast are usually based in the UK, whereas you guys are overseas. Whereabouts are you guys based at the moment?
We're in Western Massachusetts.
So, with Western Massachusetts, then, when you're creating this story and creating the musical in what is a pandemic, how have you managed to come together and write this musical? Has it all been remotely, or have you been at all been able to see each other and write stuff in person?
Well, the original concept came about like 2 years ago, I think. So we were in person then, but I don't know, since the pandemic started, it's been a lot of Zoom calls, a lot of writing stuff together just over the phone. And
yeah, it's been quite the process. We've only seen each other as a full team twice, I think. Once for our October concert and once just for fun a few weeks ago. Other than that, it's been all through emails, through text messaging, through other forms of communication, and trying to organize all of us together virtually. And it's been crazy, but we've managed to make it work. Yeah.
And you were just talking about then that you've done a couple of outdoor concerts, whether or not that was at the end of last year in October. And you've also posted about that on your social media, for example, your Instagram profile, musical.themusical. What was that like, doing an outdoor concert and being able to, you know, do these songs?
It was amazing in October, even though it was very small. It was just the team and we had one friend join us on percussion, but it was incredible to be able to sing these songs for a group of people, both live and virtual, and also to be able to see each other for the first time. By then it had been 7 months since we'd seen each other. So yeah, it was our biggest step thus far in sharing our work.
Yeah, I think we definitely could have planned it better. Like we got together a couple hours before the show, thinking we were going to rehearse everything, run it through a couple times. We got, like, most of the way through the concert, and then we started it. So, like, I think it was really fun, but it wasn't what it could have been. But still, like, getting to share what we've been doing with everyone has been amazing.
I just think this would be a good time to say this. In May, we're going to be doing another concert, a bigger concert, where we're actually rehearsing for it with a few other people. And we're going to be actually selling tickets to that starting in mid-April. So that's something that we're all looking forward to.
Yeah.
Will that be virtual as well? Will there be any streaming for people in the UK to watch the concert?
Yeah, there will be like a few in-person tickets, but mostly it'll be streamed. Yeah, anybody can watch
it. Amazing.
It won't be very cooperative with time zones.
No.
It will be sort of in the late afternoon here, yeah. A bit late at night for the UK. But yes, streaming options will always be available.
Amazing. And like we were just saying there with the October stuff, even though it necessarily probably wasn't as big of a concert that you wanted or not really the sort of thing, it's still amazing to get stuff out there within the pandemic and, you know, to get new material and new musicals and new concepts out to people who have never heard it before is such a big step for companies. So it's you know, you've done an amazing job. What I really want to know now is, what is your kind of future with the musical, and what would you love to see the musical be at? What stage would you like to see it be at within the next, you know, couple of years?
I mean, one thing we have been talking about is performing it at our school. We do a lot of devised theater, so probably in a couple of years when we're in more older grades.
Yes, definitely that. We've been talking about a lot. We are also planning and to record an EP possibly this fall and winter, and that's going to be a big way of getting a bunch of the music out to people, and that's a big next step. But yeah, really just performing more, recording more, sharing more in whatever way we can. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, one of the ways that we're going to be sharing work today in this episode is we're going to listen to one of the songs from the musical itself. So we're going to be playing in the moment Once Upon a Time. And what I'd love to know before we bridge the gap and we talk to more of your creative team is, can one of you explain to me a little bit about Once Upon a Time and where it comes within the show?
Once Upon a Time is the opening number of the show, and it is essentially an introduction to our protagonist, Eva, in her writing process, starting to write a musical, and also an introduction to our entire ensemble, who are also individually in the process of writing musicals themselves. And it's a frenzied, exciting opening number filled with so many references to other musicals. Yeah, so it's the opening number of the show, slamming us right into the action.
We should probably say that there's like an ensemble in the real world and then an ensemble in the fictional world. So this is all the real world people who are like writing musicals to enter into like a musical writing contest. But we do get an introduction to some people in the fictional world.
This is our only fully orchestrated, fully recorded song that we have thus far. We did it all virtually. It was amazing to get a full band together and a full cast to sing and play and record this song.
Amazing. Well, Aaron and Angika, thank you so much for coming on to this part of the Stagey Place. We'll be talking to a couple more of your creative team after the song. So for now, listeners, here is an extract from Once Upon a Time from Musical the Musical.
And the clock is set, folks. Get to your desks, to your papers, to your fancy new technological devices, and on with the show.
There was a boy who never grew up. Benjamin the opera,
a drunken full of cats.
Once upon a time there was a barricade of soldiers.
Some choir ballads, and some
super stylish dress.
These words lead up to magic, leading up to intuition, with a conflict and a problem.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to this second part of our interviews today with the creative team from Musical the Musical. I have three of the creative team here. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Eddie. I do a lot of script writing and some songs for a musical.
My name is Fiona. I also do a lot of script writing as well as working on a lot of lyrics.
And I'm Amrita. I worked on a bunch of the lyrics and some of the script as well.
Well, Amrita, Eddie and Fiona, welcome to the Stagey Place. I spoke to a couple of your colleagues recently, and the listeners would have been able to hear this in the first part of this podcast today. Do you guys just want to talk a little bit about how you guys got involved with the project? I know that Aaron spoke a little bit before about the fact that you're all in performing arts class. So can you talk about what drew you to this project to do Musical the Musical?
Yeah, we were friends from school, and it's mostly the group of us wanting to start a bunch of creative things. I think it was Aaron that started it originally and just brought us all in, and we started writing a musical just for fun. and it's turned into this.
Yeah, I remember it started as this like inside joke or whatever, like a musical about a musical, just kind of this joking idea. And then it slowly just evolved into we're actually writing this.
And some of it was done before the pandemic, some of the like writing process, but then during the pandemic and within like the stages that we've had, and I know that you guys are based in Massachusetts, and you know, here in the UK, we've been able to do a little bit of outdoor theatre. We did that last August. You guys have been able to do some outdoor concerts, and I know that you've got another one coming up in May. Aaron yesterday was talking about, you know, how that can be global and that there'll be tickets available for everyone to see. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about what it was like being able to perform some of these numbers with an outdoor setting whilst we're in the midst of a pandemic?
I was not sure that we would be able to do much actual live anything or musical, but then we've kind of pulled it together. It was amazing to be able to sing with people and perform for an audience. I'm really excited for our concert in May. Also, the opportunity it brings to actually stream concerts online as well as in person now that I've never really thought of before, so many more people can see it, was just incredible.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Because I hadn't done any singing or anything for like a few months, but it felt like a very long time. We were singing together and I forgot how good singing felt. And I'm really looking forward to that when this is all over. But yeah, it was really nice to actually have it be like a thing that we made and like we're all there and there are people listening. And even though it was a pandemic, it was like a nice point for us.
You know, I was saying with the previous interview how nice it must feel to just be able to put out some work within the pandemic, because a lot of people are probably just taking a back seat and thinking, oh, we'll wait till this completely goes away before, you know, we actually get out and start performing stuff. So it's really amazing at the stage that you're at with the musical to be able to perform in front of audiences. I think that's absolutely fantastic and stuff that really should be commended with you guys doing musical theatre programs, just to be able to have that courage to go out there and perform stuff. It's amazing. So where would you like to see Musical the Musical go, and what kind of aspirations would you like to see with the musical? Is there a particular place that you'd love to perform it in, or is there a particular audience that you think should definitely be getting involved with this musical?
I mean, I would love to see it go as far as it can. We've been working on it for 2 years now and plan to work on it for as many more as we can. I think a particular audience would be people our age. We don't get a voice a lot in lots of situations, and this musical is really giving us a voice.
I agree. I mean, I'd love to take musicals as far as it can go and see how many people we can bring it to. And certainly, yeah, I think the musical can be for everybody, but I'd love to see people our age getting to experience that as well, because I mean, it does feel very pertinent to us in a way.
Yeah, I feel like my goal with this has been, I really just want to see it as a production. We haven't started doing any of the blocking or the lighting or the choreography, and that all sounds so fun. And then to be able to like sit back and watch it, that's what I'm aiming for.
When you're talking there, Marita, about, you know, the blocking and the staging and the lighting and stuff, do you already have those sorts of ideas in mind when the songs were being written and when you're performing the songs? Do you have a sense of, you know, when you're recording your voices for the songs, you know, kind of what kind of stage you're at with the musical as a whole and where you'll be positioned setting wise?
We have some loose ideas right now. Like, obviously, we haven't choreographed any of the songs or anything, but we have, like, some ideas. And, like, with the lighting and stuff, because there's, like, a fictional and real element to it, we've thought a lot about, like, how the set and the lighting and the blocking can change for those scenes.
There's also not anything in particular, but yes, being able to, when we're recording or when we're doing a concert or singing together, performing it together, being able to close your eyes and imagine that you're on the stage and that you are performing it for real. I can't wait to actually perform.
I know that there are definitely songs where we all have our own little ideas or interpretations of it. And it's so fun to just imagine where there's no limits of budget or restraints of this like size of the stage. It's just so fun to imagine and what could possibly be and have that imagination evolve.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on to this second part of the interview for Musical the Musical. We're going to end by doing another extract from another song in the show. So we've already heard Once Upon a Time, which was introduced before this section. We're now going to listen to a little bit of an extract from Keep the Plot Line Going. So would somebody like to introduce Keep the Plot Line Going and talk a little bit about where this comes songs within the show.
Keep the Plotline Going is one of our many songs that does kind of lean into the between the real world and the fictional world. And it does have that sort of element of like realism and the reality that writing a musical can be very difficult. And this came at a time in the musical when we were trying to figure out ways to keep the plot line going and we were stuck. So it was at once a reflection of our main character, Eva's position in the story as she's trying to figure out how to write her musical and our own positions at the time where we were like, what are we going to do? And we're trying to figure out this world as it comes along and we're just discovering it.
Fantastic. Well, that's amazing. And I think that really sets up the song. So listeners, this is an extract from Keep the Plotline Going from Musical the Musical. And once again, I'd like to thank Eddie and Rita and Fiona for joining me on this part of the podcast.
Do you know what I'm trying to accomplish? What I'm standing here searching for? Do you know why I'm wandering looking for something just behind another dusty door? Don't you know that I don't know either? I ended up in this sleepy town simply looking for any adventure that hasn't been had. Cause they say keep the plot line going, keep the audience intrigued. You'll never be successful if you ditch cliches and then you try to succeed. Keep the plot line going through acts 1 and 2 and 3. Make it rain or snow or whatever you know, just keep the plot line going on.
And there we go, that was our bonus episode with the creative team behind Musical the Musical. If you've enjoyed today's episode and would like to follow the production on social media, you can follow them on Instagram at musical.themusical. And mentioned in that interview, they are doing a concert on May the 8th, 2021, which you can stream online wherever you are around the world. It is taking place at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 8 p.m. UK time, and wherever you are around the world, do make sure to check your time zones. If you're also listening in Massachusetts, you can go and watch the concert physically in person, though there are limited tickets at Turner's Falls, Massachusetts. Tickets are by donation and you can book the tickets on musicalthemusical.org/concert. My name's been Elliot Shepherd. You've been listening to this bonus episode of The Stagey Place with the creative team behind Musical the Musical. And until next time, I hope you're keeping safe and I look forward to hearing from you soon.